I'm happy to announce that you can now get both of my books as audiobooks read by me. They are available exclusively at my store. Link in the description. When was evolution disproven? I didn't know that.
Well, are you referring, are you saying that animals evolve during time, throughout time, or?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
I mean, they found, I can't think of the name of that fish off the Gulf of Mexico.
You're thinking of the coelacanth, which is in the Indian Ocean. And the coelacanths of today are different than coelacanths of the past. Coelacanth isn't a species. It's a family. Saying coelacanth is like saying frog. There were frogs in the past. There are frogs in the present.
The fossil and the bones look exactly alike.
No, they don't. Not at all. They're totally different. They're in different families. They're so distinct from each other that they're in, you have kingdom, phylum, class, order, and then family, genus, species.
Okay, so then you...
They're in different families.
So you think the dinosaurs lived millions of years ago?
No, we know that they did, yeah.
Oh, is that... Well, then how come they're mentioned in the Bible?
They aren't.
The behemoth?
Behemoth. To say that behemoth is describing a dinosaur...
Yes, what animal do you know that its tail is as thick as a theater?
I don't think it said how big its tail was. It just said it was like a cedar tree.
Well, which animal... that's as big as an elephant
made up, you know, like Pegasus or griffins or dragons. Those are made up things. They don't
real.
Exist. The abominable snowman. You think the abominable snowman
of course
is a real creature?
Yes.
What?
Are you kidding me? You
thought that Rudolph movie that we all watched over the Christmas season as is tradition was a documentary?
No, Bigfoot is real.
What about Israel?
I said Bigfoot is real.
Is that his last name?
Is what?
Never mind. Okay, you think... let's just talk about evolution.
Even the U.S. Military released the,
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. You're not the first person to bring this up, but no, that did not happen.
Yes. If you look up I believe it's the Navy, just look up Navy Bigfoot, they... wrote down telling the soldiers, you know, if they encounter one, what to do, what not to do.
Okay, well, so you just trust everything the government says? The government says evolution is true.
No.
Oh, okay. No, well, then I don't believe the government that Bigfoot is real.
Oh, okay. Well, there. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess even though, I mean, they leave tracks and they leave the thermal ridges and, you know, and by tracks.
No, that was a false flag operation
to get us to
invade Borneo, to shoot the Orang Pendek and take his oil. Borneo is stealing American oil.
Oh, I mean,
just like the Middle East did, just like Venezuela is doing. They stole. I don't know how our oil got under their soil, but they stole it from us.
Well, who says that it belonged to us? I mean, you know,
the government. Oh shit! That's the thing we're not supposed to believe. Damn.
So then you know, in the Chinese. Calendar, and they have one of the animals as the dragon.
Yeah. No, I don't think dragons are real.
I mean, they are. I mean, they've been written. I mean, they've been documented. They're in art that people have drawn them. I mean, they're in temples.
Do you think minotaurs are real?
Possibly, yeah.
What do you not believe in other than evolution? Right. So why is evolution not believable, but a man with the head of a bull is believable.
I believed it because I saw a cryptid myself, and ever since I've seen it, it just changed Meemaw? My. I saw a cryptid.
Yeah, was like your Meemaw? That was my.
No, I saw a pterodactyl.
Where?
It flew over my car.
Where?
And many people have seen it. And
what hour of the night was this?
It wasn't. It was pure daytime. I was getting off work. The shadow covered my car, which made me look up, and I could only describe as a pterodactyl.
Okay.
And
how big was
many
it?
Many people. Well, I can't. Its shadow covered my car, so.
So you didn't see it. You saw its shadow.
I did
shadow.
See it. No, the shadow covered my car, and I looked up.
Did it have
and
a
I
long tail?
Like, it had no. It was black, and it had. Little, it looked like a bat, kind of.
Maybe it was a
bigger.
Bat.
No, I mean, a bat that its shadow would cover my car. I had a Toyota Camry.
If it was a Camry, then it probably wasn't.
Yeah, but yeah. If it wasn't for that experience, I would be just like you. I wouldn't believe in any of this stuff. But like I said, I witnessed it myself. Many people have witnessed it and caught it on film. And actually, there is a photo of the pterodactyl with some I think some what do you call them with some guys back in the 1800s that someone took that looks exactly what I saw.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I mean, I wouldn't have any reason to make it up. And you know, I actually, when I saw it, I posted it, and I, to my surprise, I was, people were like just saying, "Oh, you're crazy," you know, but they were laughing, and I was just shocked by, people's reaction.
You think you saw a pterodactyl? That
no,
whatever.
I know I saw.
That's great.
Yeah.
Don't let. Chat, what is it doing? Happened to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description. Why don't you believe in evolution?
Because, first of all, the dinosaurs that they lived millions of years ago, which is not true, they lived with us. I mean, you know, they're, well, you keep saying no, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll do it again, too.
Well, and I would be in the same mindset as you if not... what I witnessed, you know, after that, it just, you
not
know, changed.
The pterodactyl. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I didn't ask to see it. I didn't, you know, it just happened and it did change my life. And then they find footprints of dinosaurs and humans side by side.
No, that's
everywhere.
Never happened
in Texas or in Texas.
for crying out loud! I wonder if I'll be able to find it. I know what you're talking about.
But besides that, you know, there, in England, you know, when they would fight the dragon, I mean, you know, people saw these creatures. I mean, they weren't just making it up. They do exist. And with Bigfoot, it's, you know, it's Homo epithecus.
Homo epithecus.
Yes.
I think I found what you're talking about. Let me see if I can.
And not just that, but, you know, but the fossils, you know, they when they add... I forgot which kind of chemical, but it turns the fossil into a tissue.
Okay, I must not have bookmarked it, but I have a file for this, or I've seen this.
It was in
somewhere.
Texas.
Yes, yeah. I know. This is exactly what you're talking about.
No, that's not.
This is in Texas right here. So this is the kind of thing. There are a bunch of dinosaur tracks.
There you go. And kind of human.
Like the, yeah, no, they're not human tracks. What happens is, so the theropod dinosaurs, do you see that line right there, right there?
Look at the human tracks.
This is what you think is a human track. It's not. I know there's hundreds of tracks there. This is the only one I can
look at. A different example.
You need to stop. Do you see that line?
You're choosing like the worst one.
And that line. Do you see those three lines?
No.
Yes,
that's not.
Yes,
first of
all,
I've never seen that photo until right now. So that's not.
I'm not asking you if you've seen this photo. I'm asking you if you can see that line right there, that line right there, and that line right there.
That just looks like a hole with mud and.
It's a footprint.
Not the ones that are side by side.
I don't know why you're struggling with this. I'm asking you if you can see this line, that line, and that line. That is the only question.
Can you choose a different photo?
No, I will not choose a different photo. Well, can you see those three
lines? I'm not going to comment on that one because I've never...
You're incapable of commenting as to whether or not you can see a line?
Today. I don't know what that is.
You don't need to know. I know that you don't know. I'm here to teach you. I just need you to answer the question as to whether or not you can see that line right there.
Okay, if you call it a line.
Okay, that's great. So that is where the toe of the dinosaur initially made an imprint, like you can kind of see here. But then what happens is because it's really narrow, it caves in. So what you get left with is something that is roughly... like kind of like the shape of a human footprint. And I've seen a map of the entire thing before. I really wish I had that website bookmarked.
So then you don't believe in giants either?
Of course not.
Even though there's a footprints of and they found weapons, clothing, helmets.
That website won't let me view that website
unless
I let them spy on me. That's really great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it's sad that, you can't, or you're willing to see, you know, I mean, they not only do they describe these creatures, but they, you know, with detail. I mean, you know, they draw them. They're in temples.
You're talking about dinosaurs, like an Angkor Wat, that thing that's not a Stegosaurus.
Okay. I mean,
I'm glad we agree.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but you know, all that. I mean, if you see this documentary called Forbidden Archaeology,
I promise you, I will never do that.
Well, that's okay. But they gave money to the archaeologists who would repeat what they say, opposed to going by by the actual facts and. I mean,
No, I have no idea what you're saying because you're speaking in sentence fragments.
Look up for it's a documentary. Look it up, and that will explain everything. And it shows you how corrupt and all the lies that.
So this is the best I can do because I can't find that original webpage I had or whatever, but. This is that site you're talking about, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dinosaur footprints.
And human.
And no. So what the lying liars who lie, like people at Answers in Genesis or whatever, what they do is they take examples of those footprints that have... Oh, shit. I don't have that tab anymore. What they do is they take the footprints... Yeah, like this one, where... And this is from the Institution of Creation Research. So there you go. So that is absolutely not a footprint from that site. What they do is, and when I click on these pictures, they don't open up.
And what about the hammers that they found?
They're taking the dinosaur footprints where there's been some caving in of the toes, and they're saying, "Oh, that's a human footprint."
But you're just basing that on this, you know, whatever it is that you have.
Yeah, on the thing that you claimed and they claim is an example of human and dinosaur footprints side by side. Yeah. I just used the exact site where you claim this happens and debunked it. That's what I did.
Okay.
I just used your evidence.
Okay.
I don't think.
How interesting.
That's ghetto. I know.
Interesting. I just try to open your mind, you know, and
I am very open-minded. People call me John F. Kennedy.
Okay. But you know, the dinosaurs coexisted with us, and you know, they didn't live millions of years ago.
Well, they did. We know that. We've dated their fossils.
Okay. Well. I mean, they're mentioned in the Bible. I mean, they're mentioned in every culture. I mean, you know.
Nope.
Okay.
I think you've reached the end of your rope there, kid. Goodbye.
No, I mean, you know. Okay.
No, definitely yes.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.